Interaction with a homeless person can be uncomfortable. Money or food is temporary. How do you get them the help they need? Rachel Winters is a social worker.
And so what generally the public does is they just keep walking. You know, they walk over people. They cross the street. They don't want to see it. They don't go to certain neighborhoods. They just keep their blinders on when they're driving. And so I wanted to be able to give the public something to do to actually provide a sense of help to people.
Winters, in partnership with NKU, developed an app called Street Reach for both Android and iOS devices. It's based on a similar app that's been successful in the United Kingdom.
Rather than just offer someone $5 or offer them a sandwich, which is good immediate need, it would be great to connect them with services for that long-term relationship that really helps somebody get off the street.
The new Street Reach app gives any citizen the ability to be the eyes and ears of the homeless service system and be able to notify if someone is sleeping outside, according to Strategies to End Homelessness CEO Kevin Finn.
They can simply click on a Locate Me button and it will find the address or the closest address to where they are standing. And then they can put in just sort of some basic details about where they see the person, what their impression of the situation is, and click submit.
It does not require a name or a conversation.
Do you think that some of the homeless might be concerned that this is kind of like Big Brother, like people are going around reporting them? I mean, maybe if they don't know why or...
Well, you know, legally, a person can sleep outside on the street. Our street outreach workers, their job is not to force any services on anyone. They have no ability to make a person engage in services or come into a shelter or anything, or go to drug and alcohol treatment or anything like that.
Victoria Finn likes the idea. The 20-year-old, not related to Kevin Finn, was homeless living under a bridge for 2 years, but now has an apartment thanks to an outreach worker.
So I had really lost hope after my first 6 months of being homeless. And I didn't get any help until about a year later when Ryan found me, Ryan Hall, and he wouldn't give up on me. He would find me, he would make me fill out paperwork, he would spend the entire day looking for me just for me to sign something so I could get into housing. And I still didn't believe it until I was in my apartment. And it literally saved my life, it did.
Ryan Hall, who helped Victoria, is a homeless youth case manager at the Shakely Center for Youth in Mount Auburn. Hall's program and three others in Hamilton County help the homeless but don't get to many outlying areas, and that is where the app could help.
We do know that homelessness is expanding and increasing in suburban areas. We just sometimes we need some tip-offs as to who is homeless and where we could find individuals who are needing our services.
The services vary according to Kevin Finn.
So what a street outreach worker might do when they meet with someone is try to connect them to mental health services or try to connect them with drug and alcohol treatment services. And also a sort of obvious one is to try to convince them to come into a shelter, which is a much safer environment for someone.
When somebody submits information on the app, outreach worker Ryan Hall will try to follow up within 24 to 48 hours. The more specific you can be, the better, he says.
General descriptors go a long way, but if we could maybe get, like, you know, what kind of, what color clothing they were wearing, if they were wearing, like, a backpack, maybe if you come across somebody and talk to them, they may be willing to tell you a little bit about where they live or a little bit of a more specific location of where they live.
Street Reach is available on Google Play and the Apple Store. Winters, who developed it with students, was out on the West Coast last week to see if there is national interest. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.